Why, hello there, my dear lady. We find ourselves yet again at this impasse. Day 11 has rolled around, and you still staunchly decided not to come for me. And this is not acceptable. So, let us take another walk down a particular fantasy that I hold. A particular scenario that I wish to wrap your mind around and envelop you in. Another scenario with which to tempt you into taking more than you should out of this audio and coming for me. Because that's really what this is about, isn't it, my dear? Really what this is about is coming for me. So, shall we begin then? Shall we begin today's little excursion? My princess. And so today, we are going to be taking somewhere a little bit unorthodox, perhaps. But I think there is something to be said for creativity with such things, my dear lady. Because this time I feel that we are going to be playing something of a different role. With you being the good little girl sitting at your desk at school, and me being your teacher, and the point of authority that you are trying to tease. And perhaps that is exactly where this will go. As you stood there at your desk, with your legs fully on display, watching me watch you slowly widen them, slowly open them, so I can see the precious treasure in between, little girl. See exactly what is promised me. And perhaps at this point, the end of the day will come around, and all your classmates will leave this building, and I will tell you that you need to stay behind, that you need to stay behind for some extra learning. And I can see you standing there walking towards my desk, that blouse ever so slightly too low. And knowing from what I've seen already that your cunt is glistening with moisture for me. To which I can only look up at you and ask whether or not you believe that your attire and your behaviour is suitable for a classroom. Ask you whether or not you believe that walking around with so much moisture glistening on your legs. Suitable for where we are. Then I would walk around behind you, rub your hips, and push you towards the edge of my desk, little one. Push you towards the edge of my desk and bend you over it. Just a running hand over your arse and saying that you have been a bad little girl, that you need to be punished. You need to be disciplined by your sir. And you need to be fucking shown exactly what naughty little sluts like you get. And take you over the desk with my hand on your ass as I start to spank you, making you count along with each firm swat with my hands. Those delicious naked ass cheeks. And then I know that you are panting and shuddering and needing more. I will give it to you. I will fucking show you it. I will show you exactly the correct way that naughty little girl of you, like you, is supposed to behave in the classroom as I slowly turn your ass red with my hand. And I know you would enjoy it because I could feel you grinding, or at least trying to grind your thigh against my crotch, being forced to move away lest I give in. With each swat of my hand, I can feel how much wet you're slowly getting, little one. How fucking wetter you are than where you were before. Which makes me think you needed this anyway. You needed yourself to spank you. You needed your sir to discipline you. You needed your sir to show you how to fucking behave like a good little girl should. Like a good little girl needs to. So I would lean in and whisper harshly in your ear about how you need to respect yourself more, and how you're behaving like a little slut right now. To which you would only answer that that was the intention, that was the need. And then you know something inside your sir would snap. Something hungry, something fucking needy, as I pushed you down right this second. Pushed you down over my desk. Pushed you down and fucking held you there, as I spanked you harder. As I told you what a naughty little slut you were being. And how you need to learn to be a good girl. You need to be a good girl for sir, a good girl for daddy. As you continue to grind your hips against me in need, telling me that you don't know how to, and then you need me to show you exactly how to be a good fucking girl. And I would spank you hard, feeling you get wetter and wetter and wetter with each swat. With each fucking spank. And sooner or later, the feeling of your fucking juices on your sir's hand would make him need more. Make him need to take more. Make him need to fucking hunger and claim more. Because he would, little one. He would claim you completely. this point, you'd feel me grunting against my own fucking will, moving around behind you and flipping that skirt up, your ass red, as you feel me slide those panties to the side. Rub my finger up and down your cunt. Rub it up and down and... fucking... Run it up and down and make you fucking... remember everything. So that I could... fucking teach you a lesson. Teach you a complete and utter lesson. Badly so would fight against it. Fight against plunging into your depths. Fighting against turning you inside out and making that fucking tie press against my fucking cunt lips. Your panties to the side and finger fuck you until your legs are weak. Until you are fucking begging me for more, my dear little lady. As you sit there needing more, hungry for more. Fuck you until you're coming helplessly on Daddy's desk. Fingering you hard, little girl. Fingering you deep. Making yourself come as I slowly do to you. Bring you through pleasure after pleasure after pleasure, my dear. The hunger, my dear lady. And then when you finally come all over your sir's fingers, oh, and then he would fucking slide those fingers into your mouth as we're having the discussion. We would fucking remember there, even if you don't. The things we could do. God, the fucking things I would do is I made sure that you were fucking sated with my fingers. And then while you're still bent over the desk, you naughty little girl, while you're still at your sir's complete and utter fucking restraint. Yes. God. Oh, God, I need to fuck you. Need to fuck you and make you come. Just like I'm doing right now. With your tits pressed into the desk. The cold wood against your tits. As I pound that cunt. I pound. Deep and hard as I pound no fucking reference of what is time or thought or need. God, I would do it to you, baby girl. I would fuck you into next week for disobedience, for misbehaving. I would punish you with my cock. Maybe I'd take you and not allow you to come. Fuck you hard on me and not allow you to come. That fucking cute little schoolgirl, you know. uniform you still have on. I would make you come in it. Make you fucking come in it over and over. Time and time again. Till you can't even think straight, little girl. Till you can't even fucking move, little one. That is the way I would do things. Till you can't even fucking think straight. Till you can't even remember how to not come on me. Over and over again. But I need it, little one. I need to fuck you and make you come on your sir and your teacher's cock. As you fucking take it. As I make you come all over me, time and time again. Make you come. Oh, all over. Everywhere. Every fucking where. God, I would pound you. Little one, I would pound you as I grab your hair and pull your hips harder against me, taking you, fucking you, claiming what is mine over and over again, time and time and time again. Till your screams are echoing around the confines of this empty classroom. As your professor fucks you hard, as he takes you deep and makes you come for him. Over and over and over and over again, as he holds you down, little one, as he takes what's his over and over. God, I would fucking make you come until your legs gave out and your mind was blank, over and over again, time and time. When I'm fully sated, when I am completely and utterly sated, I would pull out of you to flip that skirt back down and let your juices run down your leg. All the while just leaning in your ear and telling you what a good girl you've been. What a good girl you've been for your professor. But you don't get your sirs come yet. You have to work for that one a little bit. God, because that's exactly what I would need to do to you right this moment, my dear lady. My good little girl. I would need that. Much the same as my need right now is for you to come for me. Come all over me, my dear little lady. My good little girl, I need you to come. And I need you to come, and I need you to keep fucking coming in the fantasy. And right now, where you are listening to this, where you are fucking denying me what I need, what I hunger for, what I desire. So I need you to do it right this moment, little lady. Now I need you to come for me. Now I need you to come all over your fucking daddy's cock. Perhaps today is not that day, little lady. Perhaps today is just another one in my long campaign to break down your fucking resistance. So give it to me today, my dear little lady, or give it to me some other day, because I will take it.